Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf and Practice Series. Someone just recently, last night, called up with a question, and this question gets asked all the time, that someone had a dairy spoon, a milchig spoon, a ladle, and they, by mistakes, used it in order to take chicken soup. The pot was on the fire, it's a fleishig soup, there was a meat soup, and it took a dairy spoon, a dairy ladle, to take the fleishig soup. What's the story with the ladle? Is it kosher? Is it treif? What do they do? Is there a process to kasher? What's the story? So, interestingly, the Gemara in today's daf really addresses this question. The Gemara talks about in the middle of Lamed, Psachim, Beth Lamed, Amud Beis, Eitz Parer. If you have a wooden spoon, you use, Rashi explains, to stir a pot. And coming to Pesach, it's a chametz stick, a spoon, Magilo Beroschin. You kasher through a process called Hagala, which is putting it into boiling water with Kli Rishon. That pot was originally on the fire. It's a Kli Rishon, Kasar Kabalo Kapoto, the method in which the taste, the chametz, the treif, whatever it was, got infused into the Kli, into the vessel, into the spoon. That's the way to extract it, put it into boiling water to take it out. Now, exactly, what's the process? Step number one, you have to make sure it's clean. Make sure the spoon is clean. Step number two, the minig is, we wait under all circumstances, you wait 24 hours. Now, it doesn't make a difference when you use this spoon last for dairy. There are many halachas for which it's relevant, whether it was a ben yoma, whether you waited 24 hours or not. In terms of the kashrus of the spoon, if you took a dairy spoon, a milchig spoon, and put it into a chicken soup, it doesn't make a difference when you use that spoon, the spoon becomes treif. Regarding the soup is a separate question, but the spoon becomes treif regardless. Now, you have to wait 24 hours, make sure it's clean, boil up a pot of water, doesn't make a difference what type of pot it is. Boil up the pot of water and dunk the spoon into the pot of boiling water. The water has to continuously be boiling, and when many times you could stick it in, the water stops. The spoon could cool off the water. Make sure the water is still boiling, and it's good. Now, do you have to stick the entire spoon into the water? It could depend. If it's a metal spoon, then yes. Then we assume that you should put the entire spoon. If it's not metal, then we could say until where you're certain that went into the chicken soup. Now, you may not be certain, maybe regardless, maybe best just to kosher the entire spoon. But when you do that, you don't need to necessarily find the biggest pot in your house in order to stick the entire ladle in. You may not have a pot big enough to fit the entire ladle in, but that's not a problem. When it comes to toveling, if you buy a glass or metal kli from a non-Jew, a vessel from non-Jew, then halacha is you have to tovel it in a mikvah. But there we say the entire kli has to be in under the water at one time. You have to let go, re-catch it. That's how you tevel a kli. But when kashering, you don't have to have the entire thing in the boiling water at the same time. You're able to flip it over, stick one half, and then stick the other half in, and that's able to kasher it. Step number three, after you take it out of the water, there's a minig. The minig is, based on a Gemara in Tzvachim, that we rinse it with cold water. And that's the process, fairly simple, had a kasher with Hagalah.